Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, we got Baldy on the board. We got the roasters out there. My favorite day of the week, Monday. And Baldy probably is laughing right now. Monday sets the tone for the entire week. You have a great Monday. It's smooth sailing the rest of the way. And we're talking about the NFL draft, recapping it all with Brian Baldinger here on the roast. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. And you can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. And shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. We got your calls coming up. Oreo Cookie and Will and Marin, 888-957-9570. Ask Baldy anything about the draft. But first, Shasky, before you jump in.
Yes.
Poolside premonitions with Brian Baldy. I think it needs to be a thing. I mean, they're bringing up poolside early in the morning at their deep swim. He wasn't in the bay. He wasn't off the coast of Florida or anything like that in Key West. He was in the pool talking about, you know what? I think Atlanta may go quarterback in this draft. Like, what? Poolside premonitions with Brian Baldinger.
Before you get in there on that one, Baldy, I had Penix as my number two quarterback. Me.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. Yes. I saw him at Allegiant Stadium. I never understood the Bo Nix thing. I thought he didn't see the field well, didn't see a lot of NFL throws. I thought Penix was extremely undervalued. I mean, he went eighth, so it's not like he went in the fourth round. But I don't know. I liked him more than everyone else did.
Yeah, look, after Caleb, he was my second favorite quarterback.
Oh.
I watched so much film on him, but I got to know the kid, had him on my podcast, met him at the Super Bowl, kind of followed him. And then, look, I used to work for the Falcons. I announced their preseason games. I was there when Mike Smith and Matt Ryan came together. Mm-hmm. I've been in the room with Arthur Blank talking about coaches. And so I just know Arthur. Like, I know the greatest success he's ever had since he owned the Falcons was when Matt Ryan and Mike Smith got together, and they had a great 10-year run or so, Super Bowl, Kyle, the whole thing. And so as much as they wanted Kirk Cousins because they needed a quarterback, I think there was – like I think once they saw Penix throw and they got to meet him and they had a private workout, they were blown away. And they're like, we got to figure out a way to make this work. The talent's too good. And I always said this, Joe. I said, if you put J.J. McCarthy in Washington's offense, would they be 14-0 and play Michigan for the national championship? I didn't think so. I didn't think if you put Drake May in that offense. This offense was trying to rip your carotid artery out every single Saturday. And I just loved the way that he threw the deep ball. I loved the way he tested. He's an elite athlete. And he's very, very smart. He elevated Indiana when he was there to the seventh-ranked team in the country.
True. Yep.
Beat Michigan. Took Ohio State to the brink. Went to Washington. A moribund program. 4-8. Nobody's talking about the Huskies. He's convincing Roma Dunze and Jalen Polk and Jalen McMillan, stay. Stay. I know this coach. Like, don't leave. Don't get in the transfer. Got them all to stay. Went to work.
Went to work.
All those kids got drafted.
Yep, went to work there. So he doesn't go number two overall. Jaden Daniels goes number two overall in Washington. You get Drake May, who I'm not the biggest fan of out of North Carolina. It feels like a Sam Howell all over again. I don't know. I don't want to rip the young man, but I think the situation is a little rough for him. Then you get Penix, and Bo Nix, of course, goes 12. McCarthy goes 10. Why do you think Jaden Daniels went so high? Was it because of the Heisman? Because of the receivers at LSU? Because nobody, I'm seeing a lot of mixed grades with Jaden Daniels at quarterback. A lot of people giving Washington C's or whatnot. What is the book on Jaden Daniels? What is he going to be like in the pros? What's your pros Scotty report here, Baldy, on Jaden Daniels?
Well, I mean, look, yeah, he's a better thrower than Lamar coming out. I mean, he ran like Lamar in college. Ran all the way to the Heisman like Lamar did. He's not built like Lamar. Lamar's got a neck like a middle linebacker does. You know, he's not built like that. Right. His frame is not going to hold up. Running the ball, like if you watch the game against Alabama or Florida, like in the way they took hits in those games, he's not going to hold up. If Fred Warner hits him, he's going to break him. So I'm worried about him running. Now, Cliff Kingsbury, I think, is a very talented coordinator. Like he did a lot of good things with Kyler, obviously with Mahomes. Going back to Johnny Manziel, he's going to build an offense around his quarterback. So, and I think they've drafted well. I think they got a good general manager in there right now. I feel like he's got a chance to elevate. They've got a good receiving core right now. If the offensive line comes together, they've added a lot of new pieces that had to get better than it was a year ago. Like, I think he's got a chance for success. I think Washington's going to be an improved team.
Yeah, I mean, they've only one way to go, and that's up. You know what I mean? Baldy, back to the Niners before we start hitting the lines here. You can ask Baldy anything. If you're looking at the Niners at the end of that Super Bowl to where they are today, are they a better team after free agency and the draft?
I think if Dre comes back healthy, I think they're a better team.
Okay.
I think they have better depth right now, mm-hmm. and I think they have more speed on the team.
Yep.
And so that's always going to transfer over the course of a season.
Yeah, speed kills.
And I think they rebuilt their defensive line mm-hmm. in free agency. So I didn't think they had good depth on that position last year. They should be better this year.
And then in terms of working the draft board, the players they selected, maybe the needs that they had, how did you grade out the 49ers draft? Approximate, like, you know, letter grade if you had to.
If Pearsall hits, like I said, like I don't know what's going to happen to these receivers. We hear all the rumors
right.
over the last few weeks about are they here or not. I mean, John Lynch is tired of answering it, but only they know. I mean, if they hit on Ricky Pearsall, like, I think Renardo Green could step in and play. I know he could compete.
Wait, is he inside or outside?
He's playing outside, right?
He played outside.
Yep.
Play outside. So I think if they hit on I think if Green gets on the field, I think this is a good draft.
Okay.
Like, I think Dominic Pooney can – I don't know if he's going to start. I know he's going to push somebody.
Right.
Whether it's Colston or whether it's a right guard position in San Francisco. Like, I could see him stepping in and playing right guard for this team and upgrading that position.
I love bringing all these players in. Compete. You want to be on the 49ers? You want to compete for Super Bowls? Go compete in training camp. May the best man win. I'm excited for training camp with all the depth that they've added here. But let's take the lines here. Ask Baldy anything. 888-957-9570. Start off with our boy Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Oreo Cookie, man. Ask Baldy anything here on the roast.
Hey, what's up, Baldy, man? It's an honor to speak to you. Everybody appreciates your breakdowns, man. You're usually on top of it. I hope that this first round pick, Pearson, man, I hope that he pops. I hope he's a fly for a white guy. but given the history of the 49ers, we did not take any defensive linemen this time around. What gives?
Well, I think they fortified that position in free agency. And so, you know, they got four defensive linemen that have come in right now, you know. And so I think that's where they hit the draft. You know, I think the defensive linemen went early in this draft. They went in the first and second rounds, guys that could step in and play. And they went, you know, receiver because I think they're concerned about paying everybody what they have been paying them and what they might have to. And so I think they addressed the defensive line in free agency. And I think that's, you know, kind of where they're at right now.
Let's go to Willa Moran. Willa Moran, ask Baldy anything here on the roast. What up, Will?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Baldy, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for giving me the time. My first question was flush-worthy. I don't feel like getting flushed on a Monday, so I got a simple question. Who do you see as the biggest underperformer in this draft, and who do you see as the biggest steal so far in the draft? Thank you, sir.
Like the first question, I understand the question. I don't want to dodge it, but I you know, these kids just got drafted. Like they deserve like every opportunity to go out there and compete. Like I don't know if Drake May is going to win the job in New England. They're not a very good team. He's probably in a position where you almost hope he doesn't start right away,
yes.
Even though he's the third pick. Now, right. He might, you know, he might win the job outright, but I mean, it's not a very good team around him. They got two rookie receivers that might end up starting for him. So, you know, I don't want to throw cold water on anybody out there. I mean, just I just think, you know, like if you look at this kid, Braden Fisk, you know, he goes to Florida State for 1 year,
man.
And he dominates. You know, they're undefeated. If the quarterback, Jordan Travis, doesn't get hurt, who knows? Maybe Florida State wins the national
championship. Baldy, I was just saying that. I'm a big Florida State fan.
We had this conversation three times this morning.
Yeah, this morning. I was pissed because I went down to the Rose Bowl, saw Michigan and Bama, and I thought, boy, Jordan Travis is healthy. He could beat this Michigan team with all that talent they have. But continue, Baldy, because Fisk is a player. No, but I mean,
like, if you look at Braden Fisk, and you're like, you know, he gets, you know, he plays up, goes to Florida State. He's a dominant player. Goes to the Senior Bowl. Nobody can block him. And then you just watch his work ethic, the way he plays. Now, look, nobody's going to compare anybody in any draft to Aaron Donald. But the guy plays the game with the ferocity that Aaron played. I don't think he's the pass rusher that Aaron was and always has been. But, you know, they're rebuilding their defensive front. I mean, Kobe Turner and Byron Young had 17 combined sacks last year as rookies, you know, and then they became starters. And now you look at Verse and Fisk, like this is going to be a talented defensive front in Los Angeles. So if you said, okay, what's the guy? I'm excited to watch Braden Fisk play in the NFL.
Wow, we got to deal with that in the NFC West, Jasky. These two defensive linemen from Florida State going to the LA Rams alongside Blake Crum. This NFC West got a lot tougher over the weekend.
Give me the guy that you think is the perfect fit. It could be anywhere. It could be Caleb, number one overall. Who is the perfect fit for the coach? Like, just any combination in this draft, because fit is so important. Like, I don't know if Deebo Samuel becomes Deebo Samuel if he doesn't play for Kyle Shanahan, right? And Montana doesn't become Montana if he doesn't play for Walsh. Like, we can have those conversations all day. But just on paper, like a guy that you wanted to see go to the right spot, and you're like, wow, love that guy to go to that place to play for that coach.
I mean, Xavier Worthy going to Kansas City. Like, come on. Like, you got Mahomes. You got Andy Reid. You got a play caller. You got a quarterback. You have success. Like, that fit. Like, this is a really good player. And maybe a dynamic player that changes the game with his speed. We know you can't outrun the arm of Mahomes. So, I remember one time. In fact, it was the Eagles playing in San Francisco. I'll never forget this. So Andy Reid has always been very tight with the media, only lets out a little thing here, little jab here and there. If you're listening closely, you can really catch something. But I remember I was announcing a game for Fox, and I'm on the field before the game, and I'm talking to Andy, and he's got DeSean Jackson, right?
Oh, yeah.
DeSean Jackson, early DeSean Jackson.
Yep, rookie, yeah.
This was a Sunday night game, and this is the game
This is before Sunday afternoon.
It was Sunday afternoon, Bonte.
Yep,
He goes, if they line up in this front, Baldy, we're going to DeSean first play. I go, really? I don't want to hear the national anthem. I don't want to hear the lineups. I don't hear anything. All I want to do is set up DeSean Jackson. Like, I'm telling, I don't know if I was with Joe Buck or, you know, who I was with at the time. But I was like, look, I'm setting this thing up. They're going down. And sure enough, first play, DeSean Jackson in the end zone, right? So I go, I can see Andy like getting every defensive back on their heels to start some of these games with Xavier Worthy. Like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just, like, take the shot? You know, just a flyer to Worthy. Just see if that corner's got his chin strap buckled, if he's got his mouthpiece in, if he's paying attention. Because if you blink, this kid's going to be by you.
Yeah, I'll never forget that game. Sunday afternoon, the Eagles came in and just dominated at Candlestick Park. I think they had like a goal. Maybe forced a fumble, brought it back 99 yards. I don't know. It was a crazy game. But Philly had their way in that one.
As if that was the 2010 one. It was the one where Alex Smith's rolling out left. Goes
you're thinking
to
of Sunday
throw.
Night Football. The same day the Giants beat the Tigers that day. That was Mike Singletary. This one was Mike Nolan. I know exactly what Baldy's talking about. Sunday afternoon game. Plenty of seats available at Candlestick Park. And Deshaun, who's playing our backyard at Cal Berkeley. We're thinking draft him. The Niners ended up drafting Kenton Bomber in that year.
And Chad
Andy Reid. You knew going to Andy Reid. That's what we said about Xavier Worthy on Friday, Baldy. Boy, he knows what to do with the spread game and all these quick twitch wide receivers. Like, come on.
I remember, honestly, like going back to T.O., like I was doing the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, and McNabb is on the Eagles, and T.O. is, you know, in San Francisco, and, you know, he's a free agent or whatever. And that was when, like, Baltimore thought they were going to sign him, and the Eagles came in and swooped him up. And I remember McNabb and, like, and T.O. talking on the field. I'm like, you two would look good together in, you know, in Eagle green. You know, I mean, there's Andy coaching the team. And next thing you know, T.O.'s in Philly. Like, that offense changed day one in 2004 with T.O. It was bombs away. And it was bombs away with DeSean Jackson. And you can see Andy right now tinkering. Like, right now, the draft isn't even, like, the names on the draft board haven't dried. And you can see Andy already tinkering. What are he's going to do with Worthy?
By the way, in that game that you called, Baldy,
Mike
Patterson. This 07? Yeah, this was the 06, September 24th, 06.
You're unbelievable, Bonte.
Mike Patterson, 98-yard defensive fumble return in that football game to go up 31-3. Yeah, Westbrook USC, had a 71-yard run.
Mike Patterson.
Yep.
First-round pick from him.
I'll never forget that game because I was just thinking, boy, Philly is stacked, man. They just came in to handle business. We see no blowout tonight. There's a lot of Candlestick Park. Let's ask Baldy anything. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Robin in the city. Robin, what's up, sugar? Ask Baldy anything.
Hey, sugar. Is Baldy my new sugar? So, listen, Baldy. This is Robin. I call everybody Sugar. It's just a habit. I'm sorry, Sugar.
That's all right.
But here,
that's all right, Robin.
Okay, so the DBs for the Niners in the past was slow as hell. So now they got some speed. But I'm still worried about the offensive line because, in my opinion, the last two Super Bowls that they played, it was really the right side. Was it McGlinchey? Now McKivitz, he all right. You know what I'm saying? But the Niners get their butt kicked in the trenches, and that's real. So what I want to ask you is, what do you think about the offensive line? Even though they've got graded high in the draft, I don't think they're going to win until they do something about that offensive line. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, I mean, they had the leading rusher. The quarterback finished the league, you know, the season with the number one rated quarterback. Like, they're playing pretty good football. Now, there was a couple mistakes there against Kansas City. Chris Jones is a wrecker. You know, maybe Dominic Pooney. Maybe you just need more Polynesian power, you know, in the middle of that offensive line right now. Like, he's going to go compete, and he's a powerful guy. So, I saw 16 Polynesians get drafted in this draft. Like, they're 0.3% of the population. They had 16 players drafted. Like, these guys are built to play this game. It's important to them. I do this this football camp with Jesse Sapalo once in a while out in Las Vegas.
Yep.
These Polynesians come, like, you would swear they're in full pads. The way that they go compete in the trenches, offense, defensive line, they go at it. It's full speed. Like, they want to play. And you ought to see the wave of kids that are coming in the future drafts. You better start, you know, stacking up on these guys because they play the game. They're just more powerful, balanced. The game's important to them. You know, they got their head screwed on straight overall. Like, I think this Pony's going to be a player for them.
Baldy, I'm actually surprised at that number. I'm surprised it isn't higher because I remember growing up playing Pop Warner football or even high school. We played South City High School. They had nothing but Samoans and Polynesian kids. And we knew watching the field, it was like, damn, they got those big Samoans, man. It's going to be a long day, man.
They grow up playing rugby.
They grow up playing rugby. It's like they're all big. Yeah. They're all linebackers. They're all fullbacks. And it's like, dude, we got to tackle these guys today. It's going to be a long day.
I remember they had this one, I forget his name now, it eludes me, but he was a starting nose tackle for the Miami Dolphins, and he was Samoan, and he told me that he played NFL football to get in shape for rugby.
Well, Baldy, that's
why. When he went back to the homeland, he went back to the islands, and they were playing rugby. Like, he was trying to win. You know, he was trying to, like, dominate at that game.
Oh,
that's why I like Marist for the Cowboys. I wanted the Niners to take him. I think he's a player. I think he's a player. I'm a Notre Dame guy, so, like, I get it. We always elevate our own. But, like, I think the dude's a playmaker, and I actually like the Dallas Cowboys draft.
I do too. Well, I mean, I liked it. Look, I think Tyler Guyton, you watch him against Jared Verse in a bowl game 2 years ago, he dominated.
Oh, yeah, I watched your film, Baldy. He shut him down.
Yeah, he shut him down. And then, you know, Cooper Beebe was my number one guard in this whole draft. Like, I watched him against Byron Murphy of Texas, and all he did was just dance with them the whole game. Murphy couldn't beat him once. Now, I don't know if he could play center. It looks like they got a big hole at center. So maybe that – I don't know what their plans are. But my guess is they're going to move him in and play him at center. That's my guess. And maybe they get two starters. You know, they just signed Zeke, so maybe the running back situation is okay. I kind of thought like they missed out on drafting a running back or a wide receiver, but I think they addressed the biggest need on the offensive line.
Yeah, I thought Trey Benson was headed to Dallas. Let's take Matt Narenda. Ask Baldy anything.
Up, Matt?
Matt Narenda, what's happening, Matt?
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Baldy, this one hopefully isn't coming a little bit out of left field, but mostly it's just an amazing story for the people that know it in the Bay Area. I think there was a long article on it in the Players Tribune. But Ray Davis, it's a pretty circuitous route. He ends up at Temple and Vandy.
Kentucky.
And then ends up at Kentucky. And just a really amazing, amazing story for the Bay Area. And, you know, I tend to like those running backs that can make the over-the-shoulder catch out of the backfield with low center of gravity. They can also pick up the block. He's got a chance to step in Buffalo. What do you think?
Well, I mean, this is James Cook is a starter there. And they signed Frank Gore Jr.
Yep.
Frank Gore hit me up over there last week, and he's like, dude, like you do videos on everybody. I haven't done one on my son. What's going on?
So
I went back and went back to Southern Miss, and I watched him, and he reminded me of Devin Singletary, who started his career in Buffalo when Frank was up there, and he went up, signed with Buffalo. So, look, but, you know, they need a backup right now to Ray, to James Cook. And so Frank Gore ain't going away quietly. Like, this kid is quicker than fast, but he's talented. But Ray Davis, like, had an amazing year at Kentucky. Like, you could look at some, I don't know, one of these games. I think it was Florida. He had, 230 yards.
Yeah, four
one of those games,
Fonte,
maybe. Like, he ripped it up. He wasn't bad against Georgia, had a big run against Georgia. So, like, I think James is, they want to run the ball. That's kind of what they want to do right there. The offensive line got better last year. Cook was really good the second half of the season. I'm anxious to see who wins the backup running back job. But it is a great story. I kind of followed that story of Ray Davis, too, from where he came from and all the stuff that he went through to get where he is. He'll be hungry for sure.
And his father, Raymond Davis, he was a couple grades ahead of me, Baldy. Played at Galileo High School, our rival high school in Washington. Hey, Raymond Davis is a hell of a running back. We're going to get him on the show a little bit later after you, but he was a hell of – he had speed to burn. So you see where the talent comes from with Ray Davis, man. He has the same movement that his father had back at Galileo High School.
Baldy, before you go, for Spadoni and the Raider brethren, it feels like they're very split. Brock Bowers, obviously everyone loves the player, but they need a quarterback. What did you make of their draft as a whole, and what did you make of the Brock Bowers selection given what they've got going at under center?
Well, I was just talking to Maurice Jones-Drew, who's obviously a Bay Area kid, and he was coaching Brock Bowers when he was in eighth grade.
Wow.
Like, this kid was like setting the world on fire and 7-on-7, all this stuff, when he was a sophomore. And, you know, obviously he goes to Georgia. He's the number one tight end in this business. But, look, I think they thought they were going to get a quarterback. I think they were really interested in Penix, and they thought he was going to be there. And that's why Denver took Bo Nix at 12.
Yeah.
Like, these quarterbacks weren't hanging around to the bottom of the first round or even to the 13th pick. So, you know, they're in a situation now where they just drafted a tight end, you know, Michael Mayer last year, and now they got Bowers. So they got to make this thing work. But you can't argue with Jackson Powers Johnson. He was probably the number one center in this draft.
Agreed.
Maybe Andre James. Maybe he plays guard because they need a right side to the offensive line. And maybe Glaze out of Maryland could play right tackle or compete for it. You know, the kid out of New Hampshire, I think he caught 117 passes. He's a third down back that maybe can help them, you know, in the passing game. But they're gonna battle it out with these two quarterbacks right now, and I think they still got to upgrade the position to really compete in that AFC West.
Man, AFC West is going to be dominant. Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers. You got Peyton and the Broncos, the Raiders. This hour flew by, Baldy. When the hell are you coming back out to the Bay Area to hang out with us, man? When are we going to get some Baldy in the Bay?
Well, let's make that happen. Like at some point during OTAs or, you know, the end of sometime in June, let's take a look before we get to training camp and what the 49ers look like. If there's moves that are made, June 1st is always a big day in the NFL for June 1st cuts, and the roster will change a little bit. So I think we got to do it because, honestly, not to steal the thunder of Jim Harbaugh, but who has it better than us? Let's make it
seriously
happen.
Seriously, hey, nobody's got it better than us, man.
We might have a 95-7 the game softball game.
Uh-oh.
I think we need to have you fly out, or we'll send you video and you do Baldy's breakdowns on some of the swings we've got going here. What do you think of that?
Well, I would like to do the breakdowns live, Joe. I don't want to get a video. I want to be there like right behind the dugout.
Yes.
You know, making these breakdowns live.
I love it.
Well, they're going to have me be the umpire, and I'm going to be, you're out of there. So I need you breaking down my strike three calls here.
I want to see your call. I want to see your ball strike call. All right.
Baldy, man, you're the best.
You're the best, buddy.
More poolside premonitions of Ryan Baldinger. We love all your videos that you're pumping out for the NFL draft. I know there's more to come. Thanks for always spending some time with us, man. Always great to catch up with you.
Yep, a lot of fun, guys. Yep, let's do it again soon.
See you soon. Baldy.
Baldy breakdowns here on the Morning Roast for the last hour. 888-957-9570.
He's the best.
We'll recap that. We'll continue to talk NFL draft. We're going to do a lot here on the Morning Roast. Just an hour and a half left of the show. More coming up. Brought to you by the Downtown Los Altos Bubbly Stroll. Experience the Downtown Los Altos Bubbly Stroll. All kinds of fun with sparkling beverages and live music Friday, May 10th at 6 p.m. I got to take baby Chez down there. Downtown Los Altos, it's beautiful. Sponsored by the Post and BK Collections. Info and tickets at downtownlosaltos.org.
Crack, crack, crack.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.